Welcome to the first episode in my Souls at Work podcast, featured on Soul Growth Radio. I'm Dr. Britt Andriotta, and I'm a spiritual being with a day job. My current day job is that I'm a leadership coach and consultant. I've published several titles on leadership, learning, and management, and I get a monthly salary for being the director of learning and development at a global company. You can learn more about all that stuff at brittandriotta.com or from my LinkedIn profile. This Souls at Work project has grown out of my own personal experience, as well as those of the people I've coached and taught over the years. What I noticed was that most of us deal with our jobs by putting on a shield. It may look professional on the outside, but it also blocks our authenticity and highest self from shining through. I hungered to find a way to bring my whole self to work, not just the person I suited up to be when I left my home. So let me tell you a little bit about how I got here. What I know for sure is that I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. I know there's a part of me that's more than just this human suit I walk around in. And that part is my soul. It's my wisest self and my higher self. It's that part of me that's always trying to guide me toward being my best, and I believe it's connected to the divine. When I'm at home or on the weekends, I do a good job honoring that higher self. I tune into what it has to tell me, and I approach the world with an open heart. But then I have to go to work. I don't know about you, but I found it difficult to approach work from a spiritual place. In fact, it never used to cross my mind to do so. My work, and by that I mean any job where I'm paid to accomplish the goals that the organization has already chosen, my work was a place where I showed up and I got shit done. I gave my full attention, I did a good job, and I got paid for my efforts. But I kept my work life separate from my personal life. I would no more consider bringing my spiritual self to work than I would consider wearing my slippers to the office. But this all changed a couple of years ago when I realized that while I may choose times and places to practice my spirituality, my soul goes with me wherever I go. And my soul was being crushed at work. You've heard the phrase soul-crushing jobs. Well, I had one. I would dread Monday so badly that my worry would start on Sunday morning, ruining half my weekend. The job itself wasn't so bad, but my boss was horrible. In fact, she made the people in the movie Horrible Bosses look like Mary Poppins. When I had that job, I needed at first one and then two glasses of wine when I got home to calm down. And let's be honest, I mean numb out. And when I was at the office, I would eat junk food to get through the day. I started crying more, and I was generally cranky and easily pissed off. My misery was my soul telling me that things needed to change. The soul is always guiding us toward our higher selves. Whether we're spiritual or not, our soul helps us to evolve to the next best version of ourselves. I call it the keeper of our potential because it's that part of you that won't let you settle. Sure, you might try to ignore it for a while, but it keeps tapping you on the shoulder and trying to get you to wake up. I've noticed that the soul uses emotions to guide us toward our higher selves. Emotions like misery and longing, or depression and anxiety. These are powerful clues that you've gotten off the path you were meant to walk. I was certainly miserable with where I was, and I was longing to find something better. And once I recognized that I was in bad shape at work, I turned to my spiritual practices to help me get back on track. I used both prayer and intention, as well as a vision board to help me get clear about what I wanted. And I did it. I manifested a much better job. And the day I handed my horrible boss my letter of resignation, I felt triumphant and glorious. I started my new job and it was great. I got to do meaningful work with some pretty awesome people. And my boss was so much better than the last one that I was in good shape. But you know what I did? I went right back to keeping my soul self separate from my work self. The horrible boss problem was solved, so I didn't need my prayers or intentions anymore. And I just needed my to-do lists and I was good. Except I wasn't. My soul was no longer being crushed, but it certainly wasn't thriving either. But this time I didn't have anyone to blame. There was no one doing the crushing to me. And thus began my own Souls at Work journey. I wanted to find a way to bring more meaning to my work life. In fact, I didn't even want to think of having a work life and a home life. I just wanted an integrated, soulful life, which meant I had to find a way to honor my soul wherever I was, no matter what I was doing. Even at work at my day job. So that was my original goal, and I'm happy to say that I achieved it. My work became more fulfilling, and as a result, I got better at it too. But something magical and unexpected happened along the way. As I brought my soulful self to work, my workplace started changing. As I brought more kindness to my day job, the relationships with my coworkers got kinder too. As I found a way to stay grounded and calm in the face of stress, so did my boss. And as I became more authentic, others around me did as well. Could it be that the reason so many of us find our workplaces to be soulless is because we're not allowing our souls to show up? That was certainly true for me. And what if we all started showing up? Couldn't that create a seismic shift in the world? I think so. In this podcast, I will share with you what I learned, as well as the tips and strategies that really worked for me. It turns out it's a three-stage process. And the first stage is about how you set up. This stage is about doing a little prep work so that you can bring your soul self into your work life. Now, let me be clear. I'm not talking about bringing your spiritual practices to your workplace. I don't believe that's the right time or place, and there are laws that can make that a sticky situation. But I am saying that your soul is already along for the ride, so you might as well be intentional and conscious about it. Your soul is that part of you that hungers to grow and learn and become your best. And in fact, our workplaces are a wonderful playground for our souls if we set it up right. So let's figure out how to do that. Lesson one is about getting to know your higher self, the non-work soulful self that you see at home or on the weekends. Let's peek behind that shield and see who's there. I recommend doing a little journaling and ask yourself these questions. What do you already know about your higher self or soul self? What activities do you find fulfilling or bring you closest to your soul self? When you're honoring your soul self, who do you hang out with? How do you spend your time? And what about the little things? What do you wear? What do you eat? Do a little exploring to get to know your soul self a little better. When I asked myself these questions, I discovered that my soul self does a lot of calming things on the weekends. I listen to mellow music, I read, I go for walks. I also do something that helps me be in touch with my spirituality, like watch Super Soul Sunday, do yoga, pray, and meditate. I slow down and rest. I cuddle with my kitties. I wear clothes that make me feel good, and I eat more veggies. And I do fun things with people I love or deeply like. When I looked over this list, I realized that I was not doing any of them at work, or even on my way to work. Not a single one. And yet several of them are transferable to a work setting, and that became a powerful starting place for me. Your first assignment, my fellow spiritual being with a day job, is to find out more about your soul self. Do a little journaling this week, and in my next podcast, we'll look at how you can use that information to bring your soul self to work. As we move forward, I'll share with you some practical tips for bringing your highest self to the workplace, showing grace in common workplace challenges, learning the spiritual lessons that your job presents, and becoming an agent of enlightenment to help others honor their higher selves. If you want to take a deeper dive in this process, sign up for my upcoming e-course, where you'll do some joyful and spirit-awakening heart work and connect with like-minded souls. You can learn more at soulschoolonline.com. I'm happy to be taking this journey with you. Have a wonderful week.